Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Yo, 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 what's good? What's good? Listen, this is your boy Anonymity, the poet, the one and true, your one and only here. You guys are tuned in right now with us. I'm excited tonight. This is my first time getting an opportunity to come to the show, and I want you to know you're tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, poets, poet, this is Epiphany Radio, and tonight is the Get Down. I'll be your host for the evening. I'm Anonymity again, the poet, with your co-host, Poetic, and J-Rob, the wise son. You know the routine from week in, week out. Dial in 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. I encourage to be heard. And tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links, where, you know, why be average when you can be raw? Also, I want to give a quick shout-out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. So tonight we're in for it. I hope everybody on this call is in for a dope show again. Had an opportunity for the past 3 weeks. If you're wondering how I got here, how you're hearing my voice, I tuned into the Poetry Idol the past 3 weeks and, you know, managed to get some very, very, very dope pieces, dope poets, just a lot of energy. But I managed to be here, so I'm humbled, grateful for that. And we're going to get this party started. So what we'll do is if my co-host Van or J-Rob, if one of you want to throw a song on, and, we'll come back and get this party popping.
Let's get it.
Let's get it, baby. Let's get it.
Sipping wine in a robe. I look too good to be a
Gentlemen, once again, I'm your host for this evening, Anonymity. I was just in the background talking to my fellow, poets here, my fellow co-hosts, so we can sit back and, discuss tonight's topic. So if you had an opportunity to see the events page, you probably know that the topic for tonight is what motivates your pet. So as poets, we have a tendency to try to dive a little deeper, get a little into our deep self, right? Our visions, and we paint pictures with our writing, and we stretch our pen. So tonight is all about that. With it being so fitting for April, this is National Poetry Awareness Month, and as part of National Poetry Awareness Month, a lot of poets we join in, and with it today being the 7th, a lot of people have 7 poems already composed, 7 new poems for the month, right? So I'm curious to know tonight about what motivates your pen. So as we get started, I want to call on my co-host, J-Rob. J-Rob, you there, my brother?
Yes, sir. Good evening. How you doing, big bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We was talking about the topic for tonight. So, get an opportunity to talk to our listeners, man, and share a little bit about what motivates your pen, and hopefully you have a poem for us.
Bro, for you, I'm locked, loaded, and ready.
My man. Well, look, man, you got the stage, my brother. So go on, talk to the people, and what motivates your pen?
Right on. This piece that I'm gonna start with this evening is entitled "Inked Motivations." I ink stimulated notions into cohesive verses that scribbled across the stars like uncharted planets in the entire universe. My liquefied stories are taken from the silent voices of those that can't say, help me, but want us to know their pain freely and frequently. Every unscripted word flows like heartbeats and bloodstreams and broken basement pipes in order to capture your attention for a second, but I reckon that these mean more to me than you might see in the pain of the profitable, because pain is profitable and marketable. My liquid prose are for those that need to restructure and justify why we are at times we got to mobilize, intellectualize. Before my hand is paralyzed when we are listening to all these other lies, you see, I'm motivated. Motivated by what moves the air, that touches the hearts, that gives goosebumps personality to what makes freckles smile while giving teardrops voices in graphic vocal 4D, 4K. You see, it's motivated me to write in silence because you can't hear the sunshine, but you know it does. But when you see the moonshine, you then understand what motivates my pen in its elemental form. Because when it comes to poetry, brothers and sisters, nothing is the norm. And that's that piece. J. Rob, my son.
Yo, 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 yo.
Talk to him, man.
Yo, hey, yo, did y'all hear what he said? He said, I'm motivated by what moves the air that touches hearts and gives goosebumps personality to what make freckles smile while giving teardrop voices. Listen to this, y'all. Listen to this, because I know some of y'all missed this. In graphic vocal 4K. Bro, who writes that? Yeah, yo, Jay, this phenomenal ink right here, bro. Graphic
we're trying to
vocal
catch up.
4K? Some people ain't
so
even got a 4K.
So you can hear me clearly.
Yet, bro. Man.
Trying to make sure they hear us clearly, Van. No?
Yo,
brother.
And tonight
brother.
I get a chance to rock out with you in anonymity, so I had to come strong.
Yo.
Brother, you said, okay, because you can't hear the sunrise, but you know it does. But when you see the moonshine, you will then understand what motivates my pen in elemental form. Because when it comes to poetry, nothing is the norm, brother. That
right.
is so profound.
Right.
When you say when it comes to poetry, nothing is the norm. We talk in metaphors. We speak in similes. We
yes,
bring forth a vision. You know, you brought it all together. The way that you know, it's like we are. I mean, this is team one, if you will. This is something where the movement, when you think about our art form, when, you know, during the inauguration, it was the poetess that got up there and just spoke her heart, the truth. Just thinking about that, brother, you nailed that. You brought it exactly for what it is tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening tonight, the bar, what motivates poetry, has been set tonight for what we're bringing to the table. So dope piece, my
indeed.
Brother. Do you have anything?
Indeed.
Yet?
I'm extremely humbled, brothers, and this is an honor for me to be able to co-host with you. So thank you for joining the Get Down, and I just hope that everybody within the sound of my voice, y'all don't understand. Poetry Month is making history by having this brother with us. So thank you so much for accepting this invitation to be a part of the Get Down. It's your show. We're just here to help you shine, brother. So thank you once again. And thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed that piece.
Definitely. I mean, I appreciate being here, you know, shaking off the nerves a little bit in the beginning. Like I said, this was so unexpected for me. But, you know, the way you brothers embraced me and helped guide me through, I couldn't be more humbled. And to start off with that dope piece, you know, I wasn't quite sure which way we're going to go with it, but I think it is important that, you know, we get an opportunity to go on and spit a piece tonight and, you know, that we get on to the listeners because I'm really looking forward to some dope lines. So with permission, I'll just go in and jump into my piece, try to find my comfort zone. Is that all right?
Well, your lips to God.
Go ahead, get on down, bro.
Yes, sir.
My what motivates me, I'm going to start from the beginning of my journey to poetry and talk about my poetic redemption. See, I can recall it was a Monday. I let go of my insecurities and began to share expressions of my hurt, my pain, anguish, my shame. It was as if the weight of the world could no longer bear its stress being placed upon my heart. before I begin to regurgitate my emotions through the explosion of a pen being released. See, I remember holding on to my pain dearly, afraid to scream them, thinking someone might hear them and expose me as being simply human, destroying a rock-painted image falsely accused by family, friends, social acquaintances, since the laws of physics prohibit tears from being extracted from a rock. So I remain calm, stone-faced, eyes heavy, my tear ducts cocked, refusing to be released. Subconsciously, I was hoping that fate might care enough to rescue me, possibly save me by allowing me to be just another casualty lost within a society of dead poets. For I heard that it was amongst that society of dead poets where the sowing of emotions could be reaped, and having the belief that God listens to heartfelt pleas, I committed my sacrifice by deflowering my version, staining ink mixed with tears into white sheets before, like God, forgot about me. And my prayers remain unanswered, abandoned, feeling like the bastard child that I am. Because despite having a father, if I wasn't a bastard, then I could repeat my father's actions by raising hell when hell held on to his emotional cry like he did when he was frustrated. But instead, my words got lost in the penal system of hatred because I hated when my screams remained muted, mutilated by silence, ignored by a false image, tainted through a poker face, leaving most to think that I played the game that damn well so I can recall it was a Monday when a poet was born. And although the date escaped me, I remember vividly it was raining. The day when it all began to make sense. It was when I reasoned, damn, if God could cry, then why can't I? And just like that, my emotion screamed louder than any voice could carry. The power of the pen became my ally as we cried together. Emotions hit paper like a proclamation of anger. My tears were etched upon the sacrifice of dead trees as I justified my suicide by hanging my soul upon the canvas of those white sheets, allowing for the black ink to portray my sin before someone paid attention when I whispered. Silently spoken on an open mic one Monday night at Words of Wisdom, I remember it rained when that poem cried for me. And just like that, the rock became human. And peace.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Yo.
Sweet.
Oh, my
baby
God.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Y'all going to make me yell in this microphone. Y'all coming like this. But this brother, Van, he just gave the mic the business.
He did.
The day when I reasoned, if God could cry, then why can't I? Silently spoken on an open mic one Monday night at Wisdom of Words, and I remember it was raining when the poem cried for me. And then that's the day the rock became human. Hot damn, I like this piece. I tell y'all, there's times that I hear pieces from poets, and I'm like, I wish I wrote that. I wish I wrote that. And this is one of those. Brother Anonymity. My God. My God. Van, what do you think?
Hey, bro, I feel the same way you feel, because those were the lines for me as well. The truth of this testimonial piece laced with real metaphors. Yo, bro, you slayed the mic. And it was something here, man, that you said. Hey, y'all listen to this line. My tears were etched upon the sacrifice of dead trees. Come on now. Oh, man.
Respect, brothers.
Bro, this is a fire piece, man. Your quill is phenomenal, bro. I love it, man. I'm honored to be here with you tonight as well. And this piece right here is amazing. Amazing ink, bro. Amazing ink.
Listen, I appreciate you, brothers. You know, just having an opportunity to connect helps me elevate my pen. Like I said, trying to find my comfort zone, make sure I don't I don't bore the listeners, and I can just keep with the trend of the greatness that you two gentlemen have brought to the table. So, again, honored to be here. But
listen, before the end of the show, I'm going to tell you a secret about me and Van. But please continue, brother. Please continue.
Well, you know, Mr. Poetic, my brother Van, I'm it's time for you, man. We got you here. You know, we're gonna let our get us out the way so we can get these dope artists here to talk about where their motivation comes from. So, the mic is yours, my brother.
All right, bro. The title of this piece is called "Oh Yeah, My Pen Is Motivated." The passion that comes from my ink is on the verge of exploding within the mind of thought, and that as I scribe for me and the masses, we better get up off our asses and move into the realm of superior, supreme caliber of awareness, because systematic oppression is demonizing and soulless. So the motivation of my pen happens when I open my eyes and surrender to my thoughts and channel the inner guardian, helping the voiceless with my rhymes and metaphors, spewing venom with words some abhor, only because they are part of the problem and not the solution. So I will not apologize for my poetic intrusion, because the voiceless has either been murdered or jailed. Rather silenced for speaking up about his or her rights. Hard to believe we as people still have to fight in a land supposedly for the free. But I'm motivated to push my pen to help, you see, that life has a lot to offer than just be careful. You're not a slave to it. Master it. Create your own destiny, not one shoved into your mind so heavily. Erase racism within our own race before we expect them to change it before our face. So yeah, my pen is motivated by every aspect of life, 365 days a year. Love, hate, tragedy, happiness, politics, religion, relationships, life, and even fear. These are just a few factors that motivate my pen. The ultimate motivation for my ink is my experiences, because they show me my options and chances to use my metaphorical choices to be the voice for the scared and voiceless. And that's that piece.
Bruh. Let me take the lead on this one for a second.
You first.
Because tonight is all about motivating what your motivation. And there's something, I mean, the whole piece was fine. There was so many things that I could pull out. But when you started to come and round into the end of your piece, you said, the ultimate motivation for my ink is my experiences. That line right there. So I'm going to ask you a question. And,
yes, sir.
And I'm just going to see for our listeners there, I'm just to just see how you answer this question, okay? Because tonight, if you haven't noticed, tonight is all about, it's going to be about stretching that pen, right? Because it's about motivation. So you said again, the ultimate motivation for my ink is my experiences. So my question is this: if we live every day, what is writer's block?
Bro, you can't have writer's block. Because the moment you open your eyes is poetry. Every inanimate object that is in your visual, you can write about it. You can write to it. You can use it. You can draw from the energy of it. You can open up the blinds. As soon as you open up the blinds, something is not the same as it was the day before. But were you paying attention to it?
Fact.
There's no way. There's no way you can have writer's block. I'm sorry. But what you is the ability to limit yourself or push your pen away so you don't have to write. And you call it writer's block.
So it's a mindset. It becomes your basically when someone says that they're having writer's block, that's just because they allow them for a veil to be placed over their eyes not to be able to see the poetry that faces them every day. Am I basically summing that up?
Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Brother, listen, that whole piece was dope. J-Rob.
Thank you, bro.
Tell you something.
Humble.
There's times I don't like you because you write pieces that gives my goosebumps. And I'd be mad at you because it kind of makes it uncomfortable to wear my shirt. But, bruh, you hit hard with this. You said, hard to believe as we people still have to fight in a land supposedly for the free. But I'm motivated to push my pen to help see that life has a lot to offer. Just be careful because you're not a slave to it. Master it.
Yes, sir.
That's one of the joints that you sit back and all you hear is the explosion, just the... That line, that right there just got my attention, and just I keep reading that one line, and I'm just like, wow, this is what I'm talking about. This is what, this is just a really, really hard-hitting piece, bro. So
appreciate you, bro.
Bravo and kudos to you on this. I don't even want to ask what kind of space you was in.
Man.
Both of you brothers came with it strong today.
Jay, so did you, bro. You started us off, bro. You started us off.
All I did was recite what you told me to. That's all I did. I just recited what you told me to.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Here we go, Mr. DSP.
What?
Mr. DSP.
It's too early for that. Don't believe him. Don't believe him.
DSP?
Don't believe
him. DSP.
For those of y'all that don't know, with the exception of Poetry Month, my esteemed co-host Van Meadows has a bit of a fan club, and because of that, it tends to border on the beautiful, because he is beautiful besides handsome. It's my brother, and I love him. But every so often, he gets point of privilege. So when point of privilege comes about, you know it's only because he handsome, he light skinned, he got hazel eyes, he got that long beard, he got that pretty smile, and they be like, oh, man. And I say hello, and they're like,
I have no idea what he speaketh of. Allow me to bring out my Shakespearean.
Speaks the truth.
Is that LSD privilege that I was hearing about? Is that what you... Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yes, sir.
LSP, light skin privileges, but he's got dark skin privileges. I mean, brother, what say you, man? What say you? I mean, you the host tonight.
Yeah,
bro.
Let's get this out the way early. Yes,
let's get it out the way early. Cause you look like you team LSP. You team LSP.
Y'all see this picture? Y'all know he's team LSP.
All right, so contrary to popular belief. Okay, you can't always believe just what stays with what you see at Impulse. I kind of identify more with a white chocolate, right? Because while the skin complexion might look a little light skin, I got dark skin tendencies. You know what I'm saying? So,
he got dark skin privileges. I told you,
I'm a Virgo, right? But I was born in August, right? So, like, August 25th. So, I've been, you know, I don't have all Virgo tendencies. I do have traits of a Leo. It's just, I know who I am. You understand what I'm saying? So, I got dark skin. I don't have them privileges. So, yeah. If they try to come my way, they get rebuked quick. It just doesn't
work. Because of that, I'm going to play my favorite song because of that in honor of this brother, Louis Armstrong, Oh, What a Wonderful World. Yes, it is. Oh, What a Wonderful World. Any of their pages. Yes. Yes. Yes, I told my mother. Mommy said thank you. Life is good again. Please proceed, fellas. Please proceed.
So listen, we're gonna get ready to we're gonna get into this song, and when we come back, we're gonna light up the lines, and let's hear what you got to say about what motivates your poetry. So we're gonna play this track, and catch right back with y'all.
Have never been so much.
Go ahead, J-Rob. Hit it. What a difference. Jay, you missed your cue.
I'm not messing with you. I'm playing What a Wonderful World. I was going to do my saxophone and hit you with the...
And I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
There you go. Hey, well, listen, it's about time, man. Because it is a wonderful world. So, look, we're going to get ready to, open up this dance floor once again. You know what I mean? You're tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is Epiphany Radio. And as you know, tonight is the Get Down. So I'm your host, Anonymity. We're here with our co-host, Poetic, and, of course, J-Rob, the Wise Son. Y'all done heard us blaze the mic, but we're here tonight to hear you blaze the mic because we want to know what motivates your pen. So, Poetic, are we ready for that? Our first caller to call in and blaze that mic for us?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. First up on the mic, we got Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. Gentlemen, y'all cutting up. Pieces, oh, my God. Your pieces are crazy dope. Your wordplay, your flow, everything. Why y'all got to set the bar so high? Y'all make me nervous.
I am so happy.
Sorry, I can't hear both y'all talking at the same time.
Sorry, Anonymity, you go, brother. My bad.
Okay. My bad. It's La Negra. Am I saying that correctly?
La Pearl La Negra, but that's okay. People butcher my name all the time. I'll take what you got.
No. I'm not even going. I'm gonna take time to make sure I say it correctly.
Okay.
It's La Pearl La Negra.
Yeah. La Perla. La Perla.
La
Perla. Perla.
La Perla.
La
Perla.
La Negra is one word. Right.
Negra is who?
The Black Pearl. That's what it means.
Black. I love it. Well,
thank you. Black Pearl.
Pleasure meeting you and welcome to the Get Down.
Guys, yes. I'm definitely a fan of yours. I've heard you, your work before, and I really, really like it a lot. Thank you. Y'all got me nervous. Can I reiterate on something y'all were saying earlier about you asked Poetic about writer's block, and he's right. What I say to that is there's no such thing as writer's block. We always have something to say. It's just what we choose to say. That's all. And we choose not to say certain things sometimes. That's all it is. No such thing as writer's block.
Yeah,
so
what she said.
Thank you.
Right. I agree. Facts. 100%.
Okay.
So I'm here tonight. Before we begin, I mean, I know that I interrupted. Who did I interrupt? Was it you, J-Rob, or you, man?
No. I was just clowning around, brother. You good.
Well, hey, listen, so... La Pearl, La Negra, the Black Pearl, the one and only, as I am making my introduction to you, let me be the first to welcome you tonight to the Get Down. And the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. Y'all, I just finished this piece. I don't have any title for it. Y'all know I'm the queen of untitled pieces, so... I'm going to just go from here.
I don't mean to interrupt, but before we begin, I just got one question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this piece going to tell us about what motivates your pen?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's title enough. It's your work.
Thank you. What motivates my pen? The rain, my skin, my locks and the wind, the sun, and my brown eyes. Missing him, missing me, knowing I'm missing his touch, and that my passion is more than just a touch or look or internal vibration, it's really good medicine. A familiar sound or scent or sight that reminds the search for my heart, also treading through love's battlefields because I've lost it so many times in the fight. Opinions formed from hearsay and the mindset of others. Fear of my hidden desire about an intangible lover possibly being exposed behind my sealed lips. Maybe, just maybe, wondering if my hold on life is gaining a losing grip. What motivates my pain? Seeing trauma, love, darkness, light, disdain, desire, and how through all of these things, life is continuously created. Some baited, trapped, and caught. And some are just baited because they're hated. Viewing how nature can be so breathtakingly exquisite, but such a destructive force as well. While developing an understanding of the difference between heaven and hell, because Source showed me that he really does know me by showing me how I am directly connected to the divine light. What motivates my pen? Wondering about the beginning of time, the how and the when, and the simple complexity of the existence of life. And that's that piece.
Whoa.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody want to go first or...
I'll start off with one simple word. Damn.
Oh,
you just wrote this?
Yeah, I was trying to finish it while y'all was talking.
Nah, what you did to this was give it a completely different element, expressing exactly who you happen to be poetically. And you touched it up exactly how it should have been done. This was absolutely awesome, Ink. Absolutely awesome. I loved it. Brothers, what say you?
Man, this for me was another fire La Pearl and Negro piece, and I'm so glad that you do step up to the occasion. It doesn't have to be titled. It's perfect as it is. I love it. Phenomenal, Ink.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anonymity. The poet.
Wow. I challenge myself to try to offer any type of feedback that I could of a way that the pen could elevate more, but I have to say you nailed that piece. I got goosebumps for you. Not only was it the wordplay, the way that even from the beginning, like every metaphor, it touched on every sense that a person can take in. You know what I'm saying? And it just literally just encompassed all of that. And then I know you had to feel what you wrote, not only by the content of what you wrote, but the way that you was able to make me feel that piece and the way that you deliver, having just wrote it. Phenomenal, Ink. Instant fan.
Thank you.
I got to get my social media up to par. I am under Sincere Lee. Listen, all the connects I'm writing down, but we will link because I am an instant
you
fan of your writing.
Lee?
I've heard.
I didn't know you were
I'm under.
Okay.
Well, there,
I didn't
but
know
see,
that.
There's more than one. That was the thing that I've learned. So for
okay.
me, it says anonymity afterwards. But listen, I did get to hear another Sincere Lee who was dope. Another, you know, poet that I'm, like I said, I got to get my social media presence caught up. But yeah, if we are the right connection by the name, is that what you're under on Facebook?
I'm under Danielle Cheney, my government. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, all right. So I ain't mean to put you out there like that, but I'll look and see if we're connected. But definitely, awesome work.
Thank you.
I linked it in the event page, so you can catch everybody in the event page, good brother, and you can touch everybody up as you so see fit.
Definitely. Well,
my man.
Wow, way to keep the trend going. Pearl, the Le Magre, the dance floor. Listen, I know that you just getting started, but you know me and the brothers, we already out you know dancing. Damn, you got me tongue twisted.
Oh,
nice.
Thank you. Oh my God. Wow.
But look,
you
don't want to get on that dance floor and I'll catch up with you. All right, we'll be out there.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
Wow. Yo. Wow, she had me speechless.
Yeah, that was fire.
Woo!
Fire.
Well, look.
She's
a really
good poet.
Yes. Awesome. I mean, awesome. Phenomenal ink. If we don't have that posted in the event page, I do ask that if you don't mind blessing us with that, I would love to see it. I would also share that poem I did earlier, as I know my brothers already have. Like I said, social media is not my
strong
point,
but
I'm
in the event page.
Yeah, I mean,
all three of us
in
the event
okay.
page as we speak.
But look, let's just keep the energy going, right? So, again, you know, we want to know about what motivates your pen, so I know we got another caller in queue. Who do we got on the line?
My brother, we got C-34 Music, y'all. C-34 in the house. What's good, bro?
I'm doing quite well, and what is good? I've been trying to practice your name. Your name is Anonymity?
Anonymity, exactly, yes. Like
okay, because I was going Anonymity, Liberty Bibbity. That's what I was doing. I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
You know,
I just want to get your name. Look, I wanted to get your name right because they mess up my name because they call me CW, like I'm CW Post or the channel for Whose Line Is It Anyway or Riverdale or The Game Girlfriends. I don't know what the hang they're doing. It's double CW.
My brother.
I'm snitching. Everything.
Yo.
Yes.
But listen, man, look, we got you on the, you on the mic, and excited to hear your ink. The mic is yours. Do what you're going to do for us. Tell us about what motivates your pen.
Well, my motivation is this one is a role play thing. Hopefully you can catch up with it. It's called Word Up.
Okay, let's
go. Give me an hour plus a pen and a pad. As I step on this presenting five fingers to the face, giving society a slap. I know that was cold-blooded. Because I'm so much above this. I don't need to be a tough guy to prove I love her for the slut she is. The autumn wind is a raider, swaggering boisterously. Master degrees of separation, pitching like Gaylord Perry. He's whining like Keith Sweat, giving more fantasies to Mariah Carey. Earlier I referred Keith Murray. But I'm hitting shots deeper than Stephen Curry on purpose, and I'm driven. More than Cale Yarborough and Rick Warren, this ain't wordplay. This is spiritual warfare. For those at home scoring, I married a whore. Remember that. It's important. Maybe what I did was in poor taste. But he took my poontang to outer space. I need to collaborate with T-Pain, Auto-Tune Pookie, and his remains. And after I regained my composure, I need to buy me a drink, not Scotch, Galinda. Remember, I drink peppermint schnapps. I'm giving you the best that I've got, scribing this intricate plot. You see, I'm not caught up in this rapture, stepping in these rat turd, wearing flood pants, sliding backwards, trying to make a change like Michael Jackson. Damn, I need to run that back again like Usain Bolt on a track meet. because what I did was a bad look to where Medea made me emasculate. I'm a man. So why am I acting like I'm on a mandate, taking Oscar Mayer wieners through the back door saying, ow, like Larry Blackman in Cameo? That's word up. Last week I wasn't on an idol show, but I don't idol worship. I don't stay idle. My pen submerges between the lines. I ejaculate and impregnate when I finish this rhyme. I got soul. Don't plagiarize. Is that air you're breathing now? Good. Then I played your mind. And I won't become Hollywood being a mind-controlled mannequin. You can keep on knocking, but you can't come in. I'm going to get me a fine honey. And to hell with her. Why don't she love me, man? That's that piece.
Yo.
Bruh.
Yo.
I mean, there was something you said towards the beginning. It was right before you said, I married that, something you married that whore. Some way you caught it, and the way you brought that. Yo, that was a fire piece. What I loved about it, I love that you actually, like, took me through every part of that poem. You know what I'm saying? Even down to the way that you delivered it, you brought it to life. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy that in poetry. So dope piece, my brother, dope piece.
Thank you so much.
I was sitting here trying to get to the event page to connect, but I'll get it pulled up. Like I said, it's not my strength, but I know it's on there. But my brother, dope piece, man. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
You got so many quotable metaphors in this, but you know, because I'm a fan of your music, you hit me with that little Richard, keep a knocking, but you can't come in line. And
yeah,
I was like, you know what? I don't even need to hit a rest. I don't need to hit a rest. I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to hit a rest. He hit me right in the soft spot. You know where your heart just does the thump thump? He hit me right in the middle of the thump. Right in the middle of the thump. I'm good now. So this was absolutely really, really good, Egg. Really good, Egg. I loved it. Van Metals, what say you, sir?
Yo, C-Double, you know I, too, am a fan of what you do with your pen, sir, when you throw all the musical references in your piece. And, bro, this piece is no different, man. You always manage to bring something that keep us in, like, a climatic hold, because each line builds on the other line, and you're like, man, what are you going to say next? And then you hit us with a musical reference, and they're like, yo, did he just say that?
Mm-hmm.
It's listening to you spit is almost like watching two rappers go at it, battling, beefing back and forth with each other. And I dug this piece, bro. I love it, man.
See, this is what I get for watching them old Making the Band 2 videos on YouTube. I mean, I'm strung out.
It's all right, bro.
I know you caught your girl in the mix.
I did. Just,
oh, he hit us with the Anita Baker. He gave us the Anita Baker. But
yeah. No.
That little Richard line.
I'm
good.
His girl.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's okay. That's why she's my girl. Thank you.
Respect.
Here we go.
Yep.
Did you just whisper that, bro?
No.
Did you just whisper?
I'm sitting here rocking the event page. Do not mind me. I'm rocking the event page. Do not mind me. My brother, Anonymity, what say you to the piece?
Yo, that piece was dope. What you said, like the music references. Listen, man, it was a ride. It was a joy. I gave my feedback in the beginning. It was a ride. It was a dope piece. The metaphors in it, the way it carried, the way, you know, like I said, the way he even just brought the feeling of each, you know, in that poem. I dug the shit out of it. So, fire piece.
Thank you. And I wanted to ask you a question before I go. I heard your poem, and I see how you, why you won. I wanted to know, did you channel your inner Bruce Lee saying, there is no opponent because the word I does not exist?
Brother, I'm glad really? You asked me that question. I truly am. When I write poetry, one thing I never do, if I would have known when I called in the first time that it was really a competition, I probably would have bowed out. I don't slam. It's just not my thing because of maybe by the view of seeing it as competition. What I do when I write is I challenge myself to stretch my pen. If I put something down, I take time out to step away from it, bring it back to self, and see how I feel about it. Did I express what I truly, am I truly painting a picture I want? If I want someone to see my vision, if I want them to feel my emotion, I want to make sure I feel that in that line. So I stretch my pen and I go from a place. I might do one or two things. I'll either write from something I'm experiencing or I'll write from something I see. Like, you know, when we begun in the beginning of tonight's segment, we spoke a lot about, you know, poetry is everywhere. When you open the blinds, what you see, to talk about writer's block in a sense. So when I write, if I'm writing about a topic, that topic is passionate to me, or really I wouldn't take time to write about it. Even when I started, because I dabble in erotic poetry, but I'm not an erotic poet. I'm a poet who can do erotica. But I started that because it was a challenge to tap into, you know, writing from a different perspective. So I didn't want to write porn. I wanted to write, you know, erotica. I wanted to write art. So that's my motivation in the sense of what you asked. So I hope I answered that kind of roundabout. But, yeah, that's kind of what I tap into, my brother. That's where I come
and
from.
And I'm thinking about that line about the rock becomes human.
Right.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that line. And the thing I'm thinking about is, did that mic that melted wonder if the rock became human? Did it think that the rock became human?
The first time I performed...
It doesn't matter what that microphone thinks.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Okay, send me to the detention area. I mean, drink.
Look, that way. I got a drink waiting at the bar for
that
you.
That way.
I got a drink waiting at the bar for you, so go on and get that. Whatever you drink, make it a double, my brother. And we'll catch up for sure. Going out on that dance floor.
That right, way.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One
that
love,
way.
One mic.
Wow. Hey, man, you know what, man? You know what? Listen. I'm going to tell you this. There's something about destiny. Because what y'all don't know is I literally quoted Bruce Lee to my brother when he started the show, and I told him to be like water. And for C Double to come in and ask him, was he channeling his inner Bruce Lee? Bro, I tell you, man, phenomenal, bro. Phenomenal, man. Ooh-wee. He got all of us with that. It doesn't matter what you...
Yes.
So, you heard the setup coming.
It was
That's
coming,
why I said
bro.
That way.
It was
you go that way. You go that way right now. Right now.
Oh, man.
Do not pass go and do not collect $200. Right now.
Jesus. Oh, man.
Right now, sir.
Wow.
Welcome to the get down.
No, listen, man.
Welcome
Never
to the get down.
Peace, man, but welcome to the get down. All right, well, look, I know we got callers on the mic, so, you know what I mean, a couple people out there. So who's next? I'm just anxious, man. Let's keep this
Absolutely. All right, next up to the mic, we got area code 281. Welcome to the get down. Who do we have on the mic?
Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen.
Hey, Emilia, welcome.
Welcome. It's good to hear from you.
Welcome
Thank you.
Get there.
Good evening, Anonymity. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much appreciated. Much, much, much. Thank you. So you got some flavor for us tonight. You come to bless the mic. I'm anxious to keep that energy going. What you got for us?
It's called Penn's Inspiration.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Well, here when I get there, you got the floor. I'm all tuned in.
God's tapestry across space and time sets my pen's ink dripping. Man formed from dust, so handsome to behold, his eyes twinkling as he looks upon me. Two hearts beating as one in love and thumping like a bass drum. Two bodies intertwined in a primal dance of the erotic. A baby's cuddles and coos to a mother's heart. A friendly smile at the end of a long, hard day. Sunshine after a storm as a rainbow streaks across the sky. A dog's wagging tail as it sounds out the beat of joy of its master's return home. Birds chirping in the trees reminding you that he watches over the sparrow. Hot summer nights, warm spring days, freezing cold winter night by the fireplace, autumn mornings as the leaves change color. Injustice, pain, sorrow, negatives, tears, sadness, loss, darkness, hate, and agony. Love, happiness, joy, winning, overcoming, positives, blessings, grace, joy, elation, power, strength, kindness, compassion, light, sensitivity, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Words, verbs, nouns, adjectives, similes, metaphors, and bars. Rhymes, melodies, harmonies, notes, percussion, and beats, music. Every aspect of life inspires my pen. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. In peace.
Well,
wow.
Amelia, I have to say, that was prodigious. Thank you.
I love
it.
I do love the
way you emphasize what inspires and what motivates your pen. You further solidify our position about writer's block. Indeed. Phenomenal ink. Phenomenal ink. J. Rob the Wise Son.
I must admit, I truly, 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 truly enjoyed this. And I will say, as of late, your pen has been a very, very diversified in content and execution. And how you put that together. So that being the case, I really want to tell you how much I enjoyed this piece, and thank you for bringing it to the Get Down tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Anonymity, what say you, good brother?
There's some pieces that poets write that defines them as a poet. And their words and their descriptions and their adjectives, the beautiful of poetry, pours out on paper. And as I listen to that poem, and I just seen such beautiful ink, I would say I would buy that.
You are so
that.
Sweet.
I would frame that, and I would read that at least once every other day. I would make it my business to, because I believe in energy. And while I believe my Savior is Christ Jesus, but while I do believe that we in the laws of attraction and what you spoke,
the beautiful of that poetry makes me envy your ability to do that. So that's my true thoughts and feeling. I don't have it for the diversity part. I don't know a lot of your work to know from where you, not only when my fellow co-host, when my, you know, fellow host here mentioned about, you know, diversity, it made me anxious to see what else you have out there.
Actually, I've always written across the board erotica. You were speaking about you a poet who happens to do erotica at times. I write erotica or have written it, romance, inspirational, Christian, consciousness. So I write across the board. It's just your co-host hasn't heard as many of those. John hasn't, but Van knows my work pretty well. So you are so sweet, and so now I don't feel so bad coming in third place behind you.
Look, I appreciate everything I heard. You know, I was I feel energy, right, again. So as I was going through the competition, after every poet, I always, the content that I would bring, what I would, you know, I always shuffle through and just think about what is the, I talk about the elephant in the room, if you will. So the inspiration challenging my pen to be able to switch to such diversity and prepare. So, I mean, it got me writing again. So I thank you.
Nice.
Being part of, you know, nice, raising the bar. So thank you.
Wow,
listen, but I'm going to come out
much
there.
Much love, King,
uh-huh.
And again, congratulations. Thanks, all of you kings. I appreciate it.
More than welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Miss Poetic Angel, over there on that dance floor, I'm going to meet you out there for a hug. So don't trip over nothing. I know a couple of people out there got bottles out there, but, you know, you join us on that floor. We're about to have a party, okay?
Oh, yes, sir. All right. Be blessed,
thank
y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
That was a really good piece. It's a really good piece.
That was a really good piece.
Of art. Yeah, that was definitely a beautiful piece of art. Wow. Y'all bringing it tonight.
I had to put my cigar down so I could really get into that.
Right. Yes. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is Epiphany Radio. Tonight, with the Get Down with your host tonight, Anonymity, and our co-host, my brother Poetic, and J Rob the Wise Son. Once again,
that's me.
The call-in number, we got an hour to go. The lines are still live. Call-in number is 319-527-6300. Again, that's 319-527-3000. And to be heard, press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? And shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas, who makes this whole thing possible. So we got the dance floor popping. We got some dope poetry. We're talking about what motivates your pen. Again, I got my brothers here blazing the mic with me. Got the poets just coming in, setting on fire. So we're going to keep this thing going again. And who we got on the mic?
All right, my brother. Next up on the mic, we got the one, the only, Divine Demon in the building. What's good with
welcome
you, bro?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up? Anonymity, how you doing, bro?
What's good, my brother? What's good with you?
Good. Congratulations here on the mic, man. I mean, hosting. You just did the whole segment. Like, you've been doing this thing for about 15 years. I think maybe the five of them hosting.
Say it.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
He did a shout out to Rawlings and everything.
Wait a minute now. He said they need to fire one of the hosts. Oh, boy. Divine David, I'm going to see you in the back room.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
who they going to fire? Akil Ali?
Yeah, that one. How y'all doing?
Yo,
yes, sir. What's
tonight's right? A great night, bro.
Say that again. Sorry, I missed you. Say that. I missed that. What did you say?
Which part?
You got it, brother.
No, I said, what did you say? I missed what you said. You said you missed something. What part are you referring to?
Oh, no, I thought I did. It was just clown talk. We were just laughing and joking. I thought you may have said something.
Oh, no. I was listening to J-Rob. You know, he the real one over there. He be kind of rowdy sometimes. You got to watch out for him.
He do be rowdy. You got to watch out for him.
I'm the
he
nice
rowdy.
One.
Bro, you just said a whole person you wanted to fire, bro. That's wrong, Jay.
They're not even here no more. They're not even here no more. That whole answer was it had another answer to it. I'm gonna sit in the corner. My bad.
No problem, bro. Nah, it's just I'm just giving you a hard time. It's been a good show. Bro. You're doing a good job, bro.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you saying that. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna tell you a little secret. I'm nervous as hell.
Man, as they said, if you're shaking your bones, can't anybody hear it? We can't feel it at all on the mic. You sound like
a
seasoned vet.
I'm getting a little mellow. I'm getting cold. I really appreciate you saying that because it helped put me at ease. I don't want to, you know, be the one to step in here and then the whole show go downhill because of that.
Nah, you too cool for that to happen, bro. That ain't happening. You too cool for that.
My brother, well, look, I mean, I'm anxious tonight to hear what you got for us, talk about what motivates your pen. You staying with the theme tonight or just bring some of that fire? I heard you spit before, so anxious to hear you bring it tonight. And the mic is yours.
I appreciate that. Give me one second. I'm moving around. Let me get situated so I can do this thing. All right. First of all, I got a question. Now, this is not going to go with the thing, but I just want to ask a question. Is anybody on the panel a chess player?
Yes, I happen to be one.
I happen to be
J-Rob.
One.
Cool, okay. All right, so you can relate. This piece is called Life is Like Checkers. Life is like checkers, but stripes is like chess. As we spew with a view in sanity or in jest. No one's found the pawns, but of course they come in force. Despite the might of the fright, you can't make moves that are right. In the daylight, you may be a knight, but at night, you're confused, dismayed, or shook because you want to be a rook. You can't cancel a castle. That move takes so many spaces. Walking at premeditated paces, looking at friends with strange faces. One can't erase those who are racist. The opposition has a disposition, a method, or a mission. Clear sighted with a vision to defeat you. Is that mean or obscene? Do you have interest to be a princess or a queen? You may enter a lair, but life doesn't play fair. As we make transgressions, do we learn our lessons from lesions? Is it the season of despair? Double entendres are just a pair, softly wafting like thoughts in the air. Frankly, I'm too angry, so don't ask me, acknowledge me, don't thank me. Before we begin quarreling, leading to fisticuffs, no normalcy or formalities, no commonality, so you can't switch up your pastor or a pastor who's a master of masses, the master or the bishop, one step backward, four steps ahead, exerting force and confidence, no hiccups. Maybe I'm just inking with an inkling, pondering or thinking. Even victors or victorious have a king. I'm not too vain to explain. I'm not too vain to explain how we intersected or interjected as we crossed the X plane. I'm just a poet trying to put you up on game. In peace, divine demon. Check us in chess.
He don't play fair, do he? He don't play fair, right?
He don't.
He don't play fair.
He don't at all.
He don't play fair. Mm-mm. Anonymity, you go first, brother.
I play chess.
Okay.
So I was able to follow that entire piece and connect with it. Also, right. Very, 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 oh my goodness, I want to say symmetrical, but that's not the right word. It was just the way that you took me line by line, stanza by stanza throughout your piece, and the way you just connected the game of chess, and I understood even the title. You said his life is checkers, right? It was something of that nature.
Life is like checkers, but stripes is like chess.
Life is like checkers, but strife is like chess. Exactly that. So I think you did an amazing job capturing it. If you don't mind, I mean, I would put that in the event page, man. I would love to read back through that. I mean, I'm definitely going to be playing, you know, playing this back. Amazing. Every artist that I've heard tonight, we talk about stretching the pen. Every piece I heard does that. And brother, you just kept the same energy going. So amazing piece. That's my feedback on that. Wow.
Appreciate that, bro.
Van Meadows, what say you?
Hey, man, while I happen to be an avid checkers player, I take any of you in.
Did he
I
say
do,
avid checkers player?
I said avid.
That he did.
As you guys would demolish me in chess, my 11-year-old daughter demolishes me in chess. So I'm not as astute in that game as I would like to be. But this was a phenomenal piece because I know both games very well, and I was able to follow the piece as well. And Divine Demon, man, you, bro, I'm just going to say this. You are one hell of a writer, bro. Your pieces, the way you connect.
That. Yes.
You just take us to places when we read your work, when we listen to your work, man. When I heard you day one, I was a fan, instant fan.
Thanks, man.
And to watch your progression and watch you grow in your ink, man, I am just excited that I am here for the ride. Because, bro, you are a beast. J-Rod, go ahead, man.
Since Van took all of my metaphors of compliments, I'm just going to tell it to you straight. Rook to King 12. Anyway, I dig this piece on a lot of levels. First, because I like the game of chess. I don't win a lot, but I do like the game of chess. And funny thing is, it was a woman I was dating who sat me down when we were on a date and taught me how to play chess. Those were our first six dates, was just a chess game so I could get it right. And
wow,
it made for an interesting few dates. We did nothing except talk, drink wine, and play chess. And she started whipping my behind with like four moves. And then four moves, she beat me in eight moves. And from eight moves, she got to 12 moves. And from 12 moves, we got to like a half an hour. Outside of a month, it took her like an hour and a half to beat me. But the progression was there. And I say that to compliment Van, because I listen to the progression of your poetry, and it solidifies why I'm such a fan of your work. Because it extends, it extends, it extends, and it touches on so many levels. People who never heard you before will hear your piece and be like, damn, I'm feeling that. Who is this cat? And I want to hear something else from him. It's that kind of response, and it's that kind of feeling that people get when listening to you that gravitates people towards you. And, bro, it's just awesome to hear. Once again,
wow,
dynamic piece. Salute to you. Salute to you.
Thanks, bro. After that, I don't know what to say other than mad thanks, man. I appreciate to the utmost, J-Rod.
I got to keep it funky,
brother. Brother, Divine Demon, listen, let me just share this, man. Like, with the feedback that you just got, it definitely makes me want to read and hear more. So,
okay.
I know a lot of times, you know, we were talking in this segment about you know, pushing your pen. This is where my passion kind of thrives from. I hear in your work, in that piece there, that you did just that. You stretched your pen. You
yeah.
You did an amazing job with that. So I don't know to what degree or level you kind of rate where you are with your poetry, but if that one poem is a reflection of what you do, then you're an amazing poet. And I just want to be able to I want to tell you that direct, so you hear it from
me, and
again, my brothers know I challenge people to push their pen. I do.
Yeah.
Because I walked away from poetry. I'm just really getting my, you know, my wings back into the art form, which brings me life, because where I was at and what was going on, it just was some things that was happening I just didn't agree with, and it just kind of took the joy out of it. Being
right.
here, hearing what I'm hearing tonight, hearing what I've been hearing the past few weeks, life-changing. So if you ever question what your poems does, changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 100.
Yeah.
Hey,
appreciate that, bro.
Can I help you, Divine Demon, real quick? Can I help you real quick, bro?
Go ahead. Absolutely.
Hey, Divine Demon, can you please let this brother know how many books you've got published and where the audience can get these books? Please, brother, if you will.
I'm very modest, and I don't like to brag, but I only have 5 published.
Please do. Books published. I can go buy, get some tonight. I
just five. I'm not new to the game, but I'm not. I'll never say I'm an expert because I'm still learning. So I like poetry, and I used to tell people, they say I have a way with words, but words have a way with me. So that's just where it is. Mm-hmm. But I have 5 books that are all on Amazon. Still learning, but poetry is my life. I had a shitty week, and I'll say that plainly and shitty, but today was the highlight of my week, just doing the show.
Wow, Sam,
thank you.
Listen, I know I'm definitely gonna be getting I need that work. I need that work.
What's your Facebook name so we can connect?
I'm under Sincere Lee.
Oh, that's right, you said that earlier.
It says anonymity afterwards. It wouldn't let me put that as, you know, as a name, but Sincere Lee. And yeah, find me there, connect with, you know, all the poets connected. So I'm sure we have quite a few mutual friends if we're not friends already.
Right,
I got to
right,
get
right,
on
right,
social media, but now, you know, I'm gonna be there because I definitely want to connect. And pieces inspire pieces. So
steel sharpens steel.
Work, you got something to throw in my inbox, throw that at me. I'm going to, thrive off of it, give you my honest, you know, feedback if it's wanted. You know, but I'll throw something back. Like I said, work inspire work, ink inspire ink, iron sharpens iron. Throw that in my inbox. I need all that energy, everything I'm hearing tonight.
Sure, absolutely, bro. Stay inspired, bro. Keep doing your thing, man, because you're killing the game tonight.
My brother, appreciate you. So, look, man, going out there on that dance floor, go keep it warm, keep it hot. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get on to the next caller, and thank you again for bringing that energy. My goodness, this is some flame.
No problem.
Tonight,
there, bro. One love, one mic. Divine Demon, aka
one love,
Chris the...
One mic. Wow. Wow, that was flame.
Man,
that was fire. Wow.
Man,
but look, let's just keep it on rolling, and poet bringing it tonight. So, who we got next on the mic? Let's keep this.
Oh man, listen, man. You know you have arrived with this next caller, right? And you definitely have arrived. You know you have arrived when you get this caliber of a caller to call in and do his poetry. I affectionately call him the Rakim of poetry, but y'all, he is none other than the CEO of DSR. DJ Kane Spade is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, man?
Big Daddy,
you know,
King.
Always... Hey, what's up, J-Rob? What's up, Poet Van Metals over there, man. You know, I appreciate the credentials you're always giving me. You know, half the time it's funny. I don't know if, like, people remember me. Y'all say my name before I even get the chance to say shit. I was like, well, respect.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, bro, listen. You are phenomenal for us, man. Right? You do your thing on your network. You do a variety of shows. And you also are one hell of a poet, bro. Anonymity. Meet DJ King Spade, man.
My brother, I heard of you from the mouths of what I deem as greatness down North Carolina. I won't throw names on here, but from the Raleigh Network.
Mm-hmm.
So respect is given, and I'm honored to have an opportunity to bust it up with you.
Hey, what's good to meet you, Anonymity, man. You know, appreciate it. You know, shout out to the Raleigh Network. You know, respect to them. And, yeah, it's always good to meet new poets. I mean, in my eyes, because, I mean, I'm just meeting you here.
Respect, yes.
Nice.
Well, my brother, I mean, you're here. We're gonna get to all the logistics. With all due respect, I'm humbled. Humbled, man. Let you. The mic is yours. Do your thing, poet. I want to hear you. I need to hear you go in.
All right. Yeah, let's see here. This piece right here. I wrote. I think I might have wrote this about a month ago. You know, I was actually watching a movie when this person, they didn't know who they were. They didn't know what they were. They didn't know they was human. They didn't know they was a creature. They didn't know what the hell. So, name of this piece is called Human, Not Human. Shout out to National Poetry Month. Born from your mother's womb. Are we all born the same? Cells stormed and stored in test tubes. Growth created in laboratories, extraterrestrials, aliens living on this planet. What's your story? Who's among us? What's out there? Do you know what you are? Have you ever broken a bone? Have you ever gained scars? Doctor appointments reassure you, my blood is as red as yours. Eternally, are our organs the same? Are you sure that's your heart beating? Words, do they really comfort? Being before you existed, was there any other truth? How many lies has this world told you? Do you want organic or non-organic? You know, as long as it's gluten-free, they say you are what you eat. Staring into the mirror for long periods of time will not unlock your own truth. Heightened sense of smell, hearing, how are you truly feeling? What is normal anymore? Being a part of the pack, a lone wolf existing outside of societal boundaries, being social, non-social, extraordinary, ordinary. What? Does that make you boring? Constantly staring into the night sky, wondering about outer space. Do you belong? Do you care to belong? To be human, not human. Does it really matter? The need to constantly find your own, to sniff out those who are like you. Is the whole of or your kind out there? How do we know that this is Earth? Maybe the aliens aren't aliens. We are. And that's always from DSR. al dente.
Sure. Wow.
When this cat comes up to speak, y'all need to get a seatbelt. This ain't nothing to play with.
Oh. Yeah,
Ben Meadows.
Go ahead, sir.
If I may, my bad Van.
I just gotta. So I usually say expectations bring disappointment. When I heard, even by the introduction before I heard the sound of your voice, it's a little hard not to have an expectation of what you expect to feel through a piece. I am not even quite the middle. There's something about the reflection in your voice, the content of your words. If I did not know anything about poetry whatsoever and stepped into a room and that was the piece that I heard, I became instantly interested in poetry. I appreciate that piece. I appreciate you spitting that piece. In one word, genius. And with gratitude, thank you. That's my feedback.
Hey, well, thanks, Anonymity. Appreciate that feedback, man. And in saying your name, man, I mean, that's that's a tongue twister, man.
It's funny you should say that, because the poem, the name was given to me years ago, you know, it was like anonymous, right? My name is Tim. Friends call me T, and it was always like anonymous, A-N-O-N, but why am I T? Like, I'm anonymous. Like, it's just I write from so many different perspectives. It's kind of like the ghost, right? Because it's really spelled Y-M-I-T-E-E for anonymity. And I did a poem because everyone had trouble with it. I did a two different types called Tongue Twister. One was erotic and one was not erotic. And it's called Tongue Twister. So it's just funny that you said I hear that again. It just brought back old memories of when I first started, you know, writing and started taking stage and, you know, doing things before I semi-retired, I guess. Retired before I ever got started, which is why I think that all the things that I'm hearing and being here tonight, and people such as yourself is so influential to people such as me. So hearing about, you know, what motivates the pen, and hearing from where the content of the lyrics tonight, if poets have not been bringing it, they have tonight, because everyone stretched the game from everything I heard. So just to share.
Hey, that's what it's about, man. I'm going to say this real quick before Van and J-Rob come up in here, man. I'm going to say, if you're on this radio broadcast right now, you're not retired. You're not semi-retired. You're here. You're putting yourself out there as a poet. So how can you say you're retired?
Oh, no. Mm. When I say I was semi-retired, it was the was part, because this here breathed life back into me. I'm back. I was just taking a hiatus. That was a better way to say it. But I needed to, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They said the same thing about me. I'm on hiatus right now too. You know, the DSR shows. Other people like Kane is retired. He ain't coming back. No, man, not that so and so. I know they be cussing. You know.
Hey, man. No, you know something. There was something that you said in your piece. Phenomenal ink, phenomenal piece. But when you get inspired, you have to write what inspires you, right? And
right.
You said something in your piece. You said, "Have you ever broken a bone?" And inspired this line that I'm going to finish. I've never broken a bone, but the femur of my heart has been shattered in thousands of pieces. So I thank you. I thank you for inspiring me with your piece to create another piece of art. Because you, my brother, are truly a dynamic poet, man. And I'm just glad that I'm here as well to bear witness to the poet that you are. So I appreciate you, Kane. I really do.
Hey, thanks for that, man. And thanks for that feedback, man. Always good to inspire the poets, man. I mean, that's the whole point of writing pieces, I mean, for all of us who are poets.
Absolutely. J-Rob the Wise Son.
Yes, man. I could double up and say the exact same thing that my co-hosts have said, but that would be redundancy. Bro, just please understand how heavy of a fan I am of your work. All bullshit to the left. I dig what you do when you put pen to paper and you exercise those, you exercise that to the position where you are able to share it with us in such a way that folks sit back and go, wow, I'm really digging this. We often say on the show that poetry touches people differently. You never know what somebody is going through throughout the course of their day, that they may hear something that inspires them or touches them a certain way, and it makes them say, you know what, today wasn't that bad. And, bro, when you come in here with your energy, you bring a certain type of energy that makes somebody just sit back and listen, because you got a particular flow that belongs only to you. And when you do that and you hit so heavy with it, it's like, you know what, I'm glad I came through tonight. And as a host, I'm glad you came through tonight. So
yes,
thank you for this.
Indeed.
It solidifies, and if I may, hold on. Let me knock on wood when I say thank you for what you bring to poetry, bro. Real talk. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, man. You know, y'all getting deep as hell over here, man, even throwing some damn superstition in there.
That's me.
That's J-Rob with that DSP, man.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I highly appreciate everything that you said to me, man. Respect. You know, much love to all y'all at Epiphany Radio. And real quick, y'all did make me think about something, though. Y'all made me think about the time that I first published my book, Awaken the Poet, which y'all can, those who don't know, check it out on, check it out on the internet. Y'all can Google it, Awaken the Poet by Kane Spade, but that's not what I wanted to put out there. It made me think that all the stuff in that book I consider ancient. There's a bunch of old stuff that I wrote before I even had this name.
Mm. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. It just made me think
that's
about that. I wrote a whole lot of shit that I got on file that I didn't even put into a published book yet.
It's time, brother.
Well, at least you said yet.
If I may, if I could just interject, if you don't mind, I know they gave me around. I didn't discuss this. I'm just going to ask. I'm going to ask a favor from my co-host. Right? Is it possible, by chance, that you have another piece that you could bless us with tonight? Let me just check in and make sure that's okay. Is that something we can do?
Yeah, man. Anybody else raise their hand, they're scared.
Okay. So we got time for this. So
we got
cool. So King Spade, if you don't mind, my brother, do you mind sharing with us a second piece?
Yeah, I don't mind, man. Here's another new one.
Cool. Mike is yours, brother.
All right. I appreciate the opportunity. And the name of this piece is called Not a Hero. I never set out to save anyone. Wrote ideas to empty my head so I could begin anew. I don't care what you think, yet pieces that poets write affect people's lives in many ways. Did you know poets, like songwriters, we inspire the human heart? The music, though, take words to a place we never expected to go. On your worst day, when you think it all comes to an end, drinking, love lost, jobs gone, death at a funeral, losing your home, sick of being penniless, no, you're not worthless. The music, the lyrics, poetry captures the moment as if for the time. This script knows how you feel, brings you back from the dead. You mad at the song, the poetry, thinking nothing was meant to heal you, uplift you, raise your spirit. A natural high of positivity bringing you back to the feeling how you once again love looking at the sky, thinking you would never feel this again. The pain, is it gone? Are you dreaming? No, you're not. Just remember to play this song, to read this poetry if you ever feel this way again. And that's always from DSR. All damn day.
My man.
Yeah.
Respect.
Respect.
My man.
Look, my brother.
Respect.
Yo, I appreciate you giving us that second piece. King Spade, I'll connect. We'll connect. But, you know, going out, the dance floor is out there, ready for you to warm it up. So one love, one mic, my brother.
Hey, one love, one mic.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, this is James Spade, CEO of DSR, on his way to the dance floor, giving us those dynamic pieces, man. Man, what a show, man. Mm. What a show.
Wow. Look, we still got some time. We got some callers out there. Listen, if you spit a piece, you're still on the line, feel free to reach out. Raise your hand, press 1. If you haven't spit a piece, press 1. All right, we got about another, what do we got, about 20 minutes left on the get down.
About 20
so
minutes left.
To be live, right? About 20 minutes left. So, you know, if you're on the line and if no one presses that 1 and you want to spit another piece, you have an opportunity. But if you're here to be heard, you want to talk about what motivates your pen, that's what it's been about tonight. We've been, poets been going in. So we got another caller on the line. So,
absolutely.
Man, who's on the line right now?
I'll let him introduce himself. Let everybody know who you be.
Well, good evening, Kings. Good evening, Kings. This is Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration.
Paul Sampson. Good evening, big bro.
He's the host of the flagship program on Epiphany, the Inspiration Factory, Sunday nights at 9 p.m., and I have the esteemed honor and pleasure of co-hosting that show with him. What's good, Divine Inspiration?
Right, thank you, King. Whew. Tired.
It's been hard work.
But it's a good thing. Man, I'm telling you. You know what? Jesus was a carpenter, wasn't he?
That he was.
And right now, I'm working with some friends. My new job is building furniture. And the piece that we just finished today is just, oh, my gosh, it is beautiful. And I think it just started off with some planks of wood and some 2x4s and whatever. Yeah, I'm tired. But I am so fulfilled. Oh, my, love this job. Just to see, you know, the finished product. Man, look, I'm going to have to show you some pictures, man. Put some on my page. Man, we do
absolutely
wonderful custom built furniture, made to order. But anywho, I'm tired.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you reach out to Divine Inspiration. Put as many custom order furniture, wood furnitures in that you want. Is it all wood, Paul, or a combination?
Oh, let me tell you, If you're in, if you're close enough for us to deliver, you will not be disappointed. Salt Kettle's Design. Man, let me tell you.
So what area are you in that you have the furniture at?
We're in Pennsylvania. It's outside of Philly. We're in the Philadelphia area. It's easy that way.
Okay.
Doylestown, Philly. Now,
yeah,
we'll go
I'm in Delaware.
Oh, we bring it to you. Go on Facebook and look up Salt Kettle Design. You'll see some of the work that's done.
Okay. Yeah, we'll connect on that, definitely. I'll do that.
Oh, I'm trying to tell you, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah,
I'm not just saying that because I work there.
No, there's something that I need, so we'll definitely connect.
Okay.
We'll get back to the show.
Well, Definitely.
Well, but my brother, so...
I don't even know what I'm going to do tonight.
Say that again?
I said, I don't even know what I'm going to do tonight. I'm so tired, my brain ain't working. But I had to call in. I needed some poetry.
Well, listen. Whatever you choose to bring tonight... the mic is yours, and you had to get down, might as well get down. So whatever you bring is gonna just, man, look, the mic is yours.
Well, I'm just going to flip this. Thank you, Ken. Oh, I like this one. This piece is called The Invisible Masses. Hello?
Can you see me? Yep, we all ears.
Does anybody see me? I feel transparent, opaque even, as if I were a ghost, an invisible entity trapped between the worlds of the living and the dead, unseen and ignored by humanity over and over again. I can feel myself. Sometimes smell myself, and I vaguely remember that I was able to feel joy, but mostly I feel sadness, loneliness, abandonment, neglect, shame, and pain. I can no longer pinpoint how all this came to be. I just know that I'm in a world where no one sees or cares about me. Trapped in this land of the world against me, a prisoner of hunger, tears, hopelessness, and poverty. Don't think for a moment this was by design. I didn't wake up and say, I want to exist like this. Jobs lost, evictions, convictions, and restrictions have all played a part in me ending up existing in a world that has no heart. If I try hard enough, sometimes I can catch a glimpse of my former life, one where I laughed and dined and danced and took simple pleasures for granted, like sleeping in a bed, going to the fridge and grabbing a snack, or simply greeting someone who would actually greet me back. But alas, those are just fleeting memories of a life once lived. Now I'm a vaporous, invisible being with no place to call home. So aimlessly through the streets and parks and back alleys I roam. I am so much more than this soiled shell of a man. I once had a job, a roof over my head, a family to love. Then my world came to an end, and here I am aimlessly roaming, begging, and freezing without coat, scarf, or glove. This is far from where I want to be, but I see no way out. I'm trapped in an existence of poverty and homelessness in what claims to be the wealthiest country in the world. And yet, millions are invisible like me, trapped where no one cares, where within my desolation I disdain and with scorn. Boy, what I wouldn't give for a decent meal and a bath and a good night's sleep. To be able to regularly brush my teeth and without disgust look into a mirror and comb my washed hair. Instead of trying to clean up and am met by unkind words or that pathetic stare. I suppose all that is too much to ask, for no one cares. I see hundreds walk past me each and every day. They're afraid to give eye contact or, God forbid, just greet me or acknowledge me. Instead, they have absolutely nothing to say. I have almost forgotten I am actually a real human being. Since so many have passed without caring or taking notice, I no longer care what is to become of me. Perhaps in death, I will finally be free, and maybe then someone will see. Doesn't anybody see that there are many like me who, through no fault of our own, are prisoners of homelessness and poverty? Most of us are not the drug addicts you soothe your conscience by labeling us. We are merely victims of economic misfortune, not seeping sores oozing with pus. We are you without the blessings you've received. We are fellow humans with feelings and dreams. We are not all addicts or con artists with the gift of gab or habits or schemes. Merely down on our luck, in need of a hand. But we are the invisible and without help in the mightiest of lands. We are the homeless, the invisible you see every day. God bless you all, and maybe one day to bless us as well. Hello? Can you see me? Does anybody see me? And that's that piece.
Wow. Yo.
Wow.
Yo. Wow. Anonymity, my brother. Go ahead first.
From the first line, he said hello, but he couldn't hear me. And where he carried the follow through, he used the metaphor of a ghost. I thought it was brilliant. The fact that he continued doing like that, it's the right intro and catch for the poem. I truly enjoyed it. Dope piece, dope write. Didn't for you not to even know where you were going tonight. I'm glad you just took off, because that's what your poem did. It took off for me. So dope write. I truly enjoyed it, man. Thank you. Thank you for blessing the mic with that tonight. Much appreciated.
Thank you, King.
Okay, guess I'll be next. Well, listen, Paul,
go ahead,
the reason that this piece sticks out for me is because I work in a homeless shelter. And I see what you talked about in this piece is what I go through every day with my clients. When I'm in the streets and I'm touching people and I'm trying to help people find out, can we give them services? And when you watch people just walk by them. So when you started that piece, hello, can you see me? I was like, whoa, we are the forgotten. And there was something else that you said in there. It just resonated with me to the point where I just had to just stop what I was doing and just listen heavier, because this is my population of what I do during my work hours. And it's a really good piece on that. So thank you for this piece, man.
Praise God.
Amen. Van Meadows, let's say you.
You know, Paul, you know I dig this piece. This is my second time hearing it. And each time it just gets better, because there are so many things that are going on within the piece. Number one is the conversation within the piece. Number two is the metaphorical references, like my brother said about the ghost, and then the, you know, the, as it pulls at the heartstrings, with the homelessness. And again, another poem that's someone's testimony. So, bro, I love this piece, man. You know how I feel about your work, Divine Inspiration, man. It's just phenomenal, ink, bro. Phenomenal, ink.
Yeah. Appreciate that, you know. I was convicted to write that piece. I in Philadelphia, if anybody's familiar with that area, at K&A, it's a heavy drug area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
I know exactly what there. Yep.
Okay. I usually if they come up and ask for a dollar, whatever, when I can, I do. But this one particular day, I wasn't in the best of moods, and I kind of got a little rough with one of the guys come up asking me for something. And as soon as I got on the L, God told me, pull out your tablet. And this is what he gave me. And then he reminded me, these are people. These are fellow human beings. And how dare I get short with them? Until you walk a mile into a man's shoes, you cannot judge him or think that you're better than him. And it really, really convicted me, you know. And just right, I didn't write this. God moved this piece. I'm telling you, I was on the L, and I just got to write him. By the time I got to my stop, and I was only going to like 13th Street from K&A, it was done. So I think God was telling me, you know, you better check yourself, because like Mama used to tell me, we're all one paycheck away from being homeless. You know, yep. And I've been in that situation.
Thanks.
So I know just what you're going through. And they're not all, like I say, they're not all just junkies like we try to tell ourselves. Oh, he just want that for some drugs. You know, I found out differently. So I had to speak up about that.
But brother, listen, man, I know exactly where you're at with K&A. You know, years back before, you know, I did journey down south, I spent some time over there by Westmoreland. So I know exactly, but, you know, exactly what you're saying. But, you know, the conviction, what you're sharing with us tonight, you know, one thing about it is every day – we learn, and from learning, we grow. I feel like I don't really care how old we get. We always, the moment that we don't give ourselves room to grow anymore, is truly when is a downward spiral from there. So exactly what you're saying, with that, you know, what happened there, your vision, just to, you know, first of all, to be safe, like you said, you had to get a little rough with the guy. First, you're safe, because that can be a very dangerous situation to begin there. But truly, you know, respect is due. I just think that, all of it was genius, a work of art. I just want to thank you for sharing that, because I can relate. I know exactly where you're talking about the L train.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's silly.
That's any reach, man. So, now, respect is due there. Definitely.
Wow. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I have to tell y'all, Van knows I say it every night or 100 times a day. I cheat when I write my pieces. My daddy helped
me. Okay. Share it again.
And that's where the name Divine Inspiration came from. Mm-hmm. He inspires me to write.
I mean, listen, if that's something you said, who helps you?
My daddy.
Your dad helps you. Yeah, that's the push. That's the motivation. So when we talk about what pushes your pen, for you to share that, it answers the question perfectly. And I think in that alone is poetry. That's the truth. Because it's so, you know, totally agree. So phenomenal. Respect is due. Van, do you have anything? Are we... Is he heading out to the dance floor? Is it anything you want to share?
Yeah, man. He going to go on out to the dance floor. Divine Inspiration, right. Thank you so much.
With Divine Inspiration, one love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic, King.
Paul Sampson, good looking out, bro.
Thank you. My pleasure.
J-Rob, did you get the comment on his piece? I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes,
okay.
I did.
All right. All right, because, you know, it's such a good piece, man. I feel like we all need to comment on it again. But, okay, Paul, we're going to stop embarrassing you now.
Thank you very much, man. I'm going to get you back Sunday, though.
Yeah, I know. I know. All right, my brother, one love, one mic.
All right, one love, one mic. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, we got one more caller. Next up, man, you ready for King Drip?
Harvey. Brother.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's up? Harvey.
Mojave.
What's going on?
You said it right the first time. King
Drip. You right.
Jesus. I'm not calling a grown man King Drip.
Listen, man.
I live in New York City.
And I call you the wise son. How about that, cuzzo? How about that?
Wise son sound a heck of a lot easier to look at a man and say that's a wise man who has a wise son as opposed to, hey, King Drip. Daddy or Zaddy, how the young girls say.
I mean, we're not saying it like that, though.
You're not saying it like that. Number one, and it's
I ain't
right.
calling
like
a grown man King Drip.
We're going to have some issues.
I ain't calling no like man that. King Drip.
Man, listen, first of all, I ain't asking for me. You address me as you address me in your bloodline. So let's get
yes,
that
sir.
Straight.
Yes, sir.
More importantly, I never asked you to call me that. I told you how that happened. I just went with it. You know, much like black people have the power transformation, I took the chitlins and made into a delicacy. So King Drip, King Dripper, like hundreds of us turned in this, and it worked out, and that's all there is to it. I'm stuck with it. You stuck with it because you stuck with me. I won't hear no complaints.
Say less.
Tell him again, say man. Right. Tell him again.
Don't pay Van no attention. You know he's drinking chicken grease. Don't pay him no mind. He's drinking
Mojave,
chicken grease.
Mojave, Mojave. Say what's up to the host of evening. Anonymity.
Hey, what's happening, big guy?
What's good,
yo,
my
congratulations
brother.
On the win.
I'm good.
Yo,
good.
Thank you.
That's
my dog.
Appreciate it.
That's my dog.
Listen, I was just sitting here thinking. I was like, wow, we're rounding towards the end of the show. And you popped in my head. I said, I didn't get to hear Javi tonight. And at the time, I was thinking that we was about to, you know, close up the show. So, number one, your timing is perfect. And number two, the fact that you called in and made everything and makes everything because I already know who I'm talking to. You know, not only are you a friend of mine, right, not only am I a fan of yours, but because you challenge everything, man. Man, listen, man, you already know. We had a conversation not too long ago about what I know, what you know that we know. You understand what I'm saying? So
you
want to call
what
in.
I know that you know. You know what I know that you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Javi, what's good, my brother?
It's good. It's good that you're on here hosting because you know this is where you need to be. You need to be over here doing this. This is what you need to do. You need to be up in the joint doing this. Matter of fact, you know, I think in all terms and everything else that's happening, I think consistency is good. Get consistent. I think Van Metal should be doing the same thing you did to me.
One always the show.
And 2 years later, going to my third year, here I am. And after the time on the goddamn show, it's terrible. I don't know what happened, but you know. But for you, good brother, you already know this is something that number one, it's going to be good. This podcast goes all over the place, but more importantly, you know, there's more things to do, and this is a great way to get your pen. You know, out there working, doing everything that needs to be done. And plus, you know, and we got plans, you know. So it's like, it's always good to, you know, announce to people, connect with people, deal with people, you know, make the network, man, and you hit the chitlin circuit and do all the good stuff and have fun.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Respect. Respect, man. Like, everything that we talk about, you 100% agreed with, button pushed, it's in motion. Let's take off. Let's go. No, we already took off.
Back.
Let's get it. Let's get it. We want to get down and get it so it doesn't stop. You know, challenge my pen. I got enough motivation pushing me on this line, on this call right now. Everybody that I heard and the way that it's rounding out, it's everything I need. So, you know me, I don't know any limits. And if I do, I'm going to push against those two. So pen to paper, it doesn't stop. We're going to turn up the heat. We're going to keep it going. We're going to challenge the writing. I know the poets that I'm speaking with. I know the poets that I heard that I'm connecting with. It ain't no way but to go. I love group pieces. I love prompts.
Yes.
I love all of that. So it can't go nowhere but forward. This was my first run, shaking the nerves off. I'm going to get back into my comfort zone. And I know what you gentlemen are do for me already. I know what this call did for me. I know what's about to happen, pen to paper, what I'm going to have for you tomorrow, sitting up there ready to go from the inspiration about what motivates the pen. So, I mean, take off.
Listen, now, this is about to go, this is about to go all kinds of crazy. But you're in the right space with the right man. For the job to be around, it's all about the energy. It's a high degree of energy, and it's all love. That's the other thing. It's
yes.
all love. This is love here. This is family. This is like I can't even explain to you like how it is, and like literally like joining this place led me to my own cousin, which is crazy, and everything else. And then I'm about to do it again because on my other side, I just found out something crazy. And then somebody brought me a picture of my great grandmother, and I'm like, so like now I'm waiting to confront the person with the information, and they gonna be like, yeah, I'm related to that person. I'm like, yeah, I know. I saw your name, silly. No, but and it'd be people standing right next to you the whole goddamn time. You're like, you know. But anyway, that's besides the point. That's what we're here for. What was the theme for the evening you was hosting? Or what are we doing? It was a poem. What's happening?
Yeah.
It's a school night, so, you know, I got to sit. Now I got to go. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, you are here, and we want to know, share with us about what motivates your pen. So the mic is yours. What motivates your pen?
Oh, that's the piece? That's what I got to do? Okay.
No. Listen, no. You can do whatever you want to do. I already know, again, who I'm talking to. So the mic is yours.
All right. What motivates my pen? So just real quick, what motivates my pen is freeing my soul, riding the rhythm of a beat, being around people I know and love who could express themselves freely, putting myself into a situation where I may be surrounded by an artistic element that always helps my mind to precipitate good poetry and to move forward, and also to be motivated to helping people find their own light so that they can stand on their own and walk out of the darkness and hopefully become lighthouses where they can guide other people to find their lights as well. So that's what motivates me. Now to the piece.
Respect.
To the piece. Respect.
Go ahead. Right. Flow is yours.
Let me go away since I rarely do pieces like this, so I'm going to try this out. Just tell me if this is too loud. I forgive myself. I forgive myself for all the times I shrank, played small, didn't give my all to me, the times I gave better to friends or fair weather who only sought to use me. I forgive myself. I forgive myself for all the times when I needed what was given. It wasn't enough.
allowing bullies, narcissistic relationships to take my emotions and hurt me without a care and play tough. I forgive me for being hurt and hurting people, the sheeple tendency to be greedy instead of walking away lovingly. It's easier to be a friend and closer at the end instead of making an enemy who only remembers how you hurt them. But you are a bad base, a bruising benchmark of the bewildering buffoonery that they loved you fiercely and you gave nothing in return. So I had to forgive me for allowing the tears of my childhood to become rivers that I drowned in, and that when I emerged, all that I spat was the lack of maturity, insecurity, codependence, and fear. I forgive myself for the years that it took, the reading of books, the good counsel of those who took glory away from my soul, and they let me know, so I understood myself, that God was in control. I forgive me. I forgive you for the times that I thought that darkness was better than light, that courage was harder than fright, that depression was a lock that was hereditary, thinking that sex, bad connections, and retail was therapy. Forgive me of all the things that were not of me. So I push this pen and give free the best of me, and me learning to come to terms with the missteps, the mistakes, the heartbreak, and replace, to evolve and retake, to do others, and begin again. I will never let the devil win. I forgive my breath because I used to not breathe. Now all my manifestations are about belief in myself and whatever dreams I can conceive. I'm a full blow, no longer see. I now see truth as it gives me relief. And I choose to let it go, all negativity, in all in any sense of pretense that is not hurting me. I release the fear of being lonely, of having my self-esteem be the subject of how people value me. I choose to free my heart to be a light as a feather, to no longer choose to lament the inequities of my past. Me, when I know that change in every moment and I grow daily, I let the air I breathe and exhale take away the memory that plagues me. I let go of the bad, the worst relations, the sensations of blame, and I claim the spirituality and the richest parts of me, the best of me, and for all the negative things, I let go, I forgive, and I be free. Bad thing, I let go, I forgive, and I'm free. Home.
Yo.
Brother.
Yo. Javi. Yeah. First of all, let me just say, I've said this numerous times. Your pieces, when you do them in this range, in this octave, in this cadence, it's like I'm sitting by the riverfront, and I'm just listening. You know, it's like when you're tossing stones, skipping stones across the water, you're at peace. And that's how I feel when I hear these pieces, man. You put me at peace. Hell of a poet, bro. Hell of a poet.
That's a really high compliment. Thank you. Especially coming from you and your poem, which is absolutely fantastic and phenomenal. So, yeah. That's, yeah, whew. I don't know, man.
J-Rod. Nah, man,
Cuzzo, when you didn't need any music for this piece, I will piggyback on what Vance said, because I'm hearing this, and if I had to put music to it, it would have to be the instrumental version for Sitting at the Dock of the Bay. Because that's what I'm hearing under the Brooklyn Bridge and just reciting this piece. And at the same token, it reminds me of a joint by D. Nice when he explained that he has no regrets when it came to his career and how thankful he was to be able to get paid for something that he loves doing. And in essence, even in the world of hip-hop, it's all poetry. But this piece is exemplary for that same reason. Without the music, I can hear how much you love writing like this. You're in a particular pocket in space, and it connects so well when you do it this way. Salute to you and to your pen for this. Dope.
Thank you. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Anonymity.
My brother, as you spit this piece, like so many of your other pieces, it was just stated that you did not, you know, you didn't need music. Not that I think any of your poetry needs music, but there's certain poems that you hear poets do, and you hear certain things, and I'll take you to a Jay-Z song that he did, and it was his version, which to me was your version of what Jay-Z's Forever Young is. It's that balance, it's that accomplishment, it's that peace, like was stated, it's that sitting on the dock of the bay. It's your candlelit room with the tranquil of a smooth saxophone lightly playing in the background, only to go from a song switch to a song switch by the sound of wind or raindrops falling, that it transitions so eloquently to the next verse of accomplishment. It is beautiful art. It always is beautiful art, no matter if you bring in what I know you more when they talk about King Drip, the level of eroticism that you can bring, yet so eloquently, someone who challenged my pen to do that, but to hear in your pieces to give that tranquil vibe to the, even the way that you mellow your voice to be able to calm the soothe a beast, to quiet down is art. Total, unadulterated, unfiltered art. So, as I always say, you, sir, are an inspiration behind my pen. And once again, you exemplify why. Dope piece. Thank you. Wow. Y'all made my day, man. Just so that you know, for me, one of the things that I've started to do this year is I started making a folder for me to put anything that people write me in gratitude or anything else, because it helps me to remind me not to let things affect me in such a way that it gets me, right? So I had a moment before the pop-up, you know, because I was frustrated over, you know, it was like I couldn't get over the hump because, you know, I'm trying to do this really big show. My brother had died, and everybody was, like, all upset and mad. Like, they didn't care about how much pain that I felt. You know, I'm not talking about anybody here, but, you know, some people didn't care about how much pain I felt. But, you know, the ability, and then, you know, to try to go back and get your thing, and it's like somebody else comes and takes your place, and you're trying to get this thing done, and you're finally getting done, and something else is happening. So I had to have a moment. And so then I started saying to myself, I need to have to listen to when people say things about you. You know, you could be so humble to the point that you don't accept what people are saying. But, you know, I'm learning to maintain my humbleness, but to accept what people are saying because it's how they feel about you. And, you know, and not to allow it to become my complete and total value, but to understand that it is a value that it affects my life in a positive sense. So I thank you, gentlemen, for definitely giving me the comments. It definitely made my day. It definitely makes my heart feel light when you guys are talking. And coming from y'all, three men I love and respect so much, it really means the world to me. So thank you. I appreciate you.
Respect, my brother.
Absolutely.
Brother. All day, every day, twice on Sunday, three times on Monday, if you let me.
You too, boy. Good show. All right, we're going to get you
well,
to the dance
floor. Yeah, go on and get on out of there, over there to the dance floor. You know what I mean? Join the crowd. We'll be over in a moment. And one love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. Love you guys. You guys are dope. For real. All right.
My bad. He wasn't finished. Go ahead, finish, bro.
I said thank you.
You're welcome, bro. Thank you. We need to be thanking you. One love, one mic, half.
Thank you, brother.
Yo, Javi always does that, man. I love his piece. Anonymity, my brother.
Yes, sir.
The CEO was going to come on, but he's held hostage. But he wanted to let you know that he hear you and he like what you're doing, man, and congrats on the win.
Respect and much appreciated. Just grateful to have been here and been able to partake in this evening. So thank you, and yeah, much respect and love to you.
Absolutely. Let me go ahead and give the Epiphany lineup for the remainder of the week and into next week. Tomorrow is an open slot at the moment. There'll be no show tomorrow, but Saturday night, make sure y'all tune in to Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with your host, yours truly, Poetic. The question on the table for the evening is, I shouldn't give it to y'all, should I? I'll go ahead and give it to you. How has your flaws damaged the past relationship? Yeah, it's going to be some trigger warnings, but be transparent. Come through Saturday night, and let's talk about it. And then on Sunday night, we'll be in the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be King and Queen Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, y'all, with the gentleman that just got off the mic, Mojave, is going to be War Council. You don't want to miss this. Wednesday night will be the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. And then Thursday night, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Get Down with your host, Anonymity. And co-hosting with him will be yours truly, Poetic, and J. Rob, the Wise Son. So make sure y'all tune in, and the brother will let y'all know what the topic is later on. Anonymity.
Hey, I was thinking on that topic. So my thoughts is, and this is the first time being spoken on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
For our callers to have some input into a topic, we're going to post up within the next couple of days three potential topics, and we're going to allow our listeners to chime in with a vote on which topic they want to go with. And we'll get it enough so we can get our pens gone and join into that topic. So I've taken notes on a few things tonight. Again, gracious to have had this opportunity and look forward to next Thursday. So I will give Van, J-Rob, what you guys think about, what you fellas think about that? Something new.
Why, son?
My bad, I was on mute. Listen,
okay,
I'm down for whatever. I'm down for anything that's going to make what we're about to do sound historic. So my answer is yes with everything.
Say less.
I'm in agreement. I love, there's nothing more than I love than caller participation. So please, y'all, make sure that once we get these posted, make sure you chime in and let us know your thoughts. It's very, very important. We can't make history without you. So I love the idea.
Get some topics.
Amen.
Out there. So, yeah, so I just want to thank everyone again tonight. Van, I'll turn it over to close us out. But I want to just take a moment and just share my appreciation for this opportunity to listen to, you know, spend the past, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, just getting inspired, poem after poem, piece after piece, across the board, just a network. So I'm gracious, thankful, and I look forward to, you know, next week. So I just wanted to give you all that. Much appreciation.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. J-Rod, he beat me to it, right?
Yes, he did.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it. Last words. Next up, J-Rod, the wise son.
First and foremost, anonymity. Welcome to the Get Down. You did phenomenal, bro. Looking forward to the next couple of weeks riding on this bus with you, man. Your poetry is exemplary. Your gift is unmatched. Please continue to hone your skill because you have a message that somebody out there needs to hear, and I'm overjoyed that you brought that gift to the Get Down. Van Meadows.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's a no-brainer on this one. No-brainers. Van Meadows, bro, I'm going to try to find a different language to tell you how much I love you. And when I do, I'll milk that until I find another language. But what we do is what we do, and we continue to do the things that we do, and we find a diamond in the rough in this brother, and thank you to all the other poets that came through. But Van, like you and I always said, without the calls, we can't do this. It'll just be you, me, and anonymity speaking to one another. And while we could do it for 3 hours or more, we want to definitely hear from the callers. So from your lips to God's ears and this blessing, bro, I love you and thank you for this, man. Next week, you know what we're doing. We'll see you, Van.
Absolutely. Well, first off, my brother, let me say it to you in another language. J'aime toi, mon ami. To anonymity, my brother, let me congratulate you on winning the Get Down Poetry Idol, which has you here right now in this moment. Well deserved. You're a natural.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm enjoying sharing the mic with you. Like J-Rob said, your poetry is definitely exemplary. But this is a whole nother side of you. This is your personality coming out outside of your poetry. And you're giving yourself to the listening audience, the Epiphany Radio family, the callers, the listeners, the hosts, the other poets. And, man, you're doing a phenomenal job. As a station manager, you're doing a phenomenal job. Appreciate you,
Thank you. Thank you. Respect. Thank you.
J-Rob, the wise son, my brother, you know how we get down, because we do get down, and it is so good bringing this other brother into the fold and having him just do his part and create the shows. I mean, it actually felt good, J-Rob, to sit back and just relax a little bit. Did you feel that too? Did you feel that too?
Oh, yeah.
That felt good. That felt good. But, bro.
Felt good. Felt great.
Yeah. But I appreciate you, man. I can't wait for the next few days before we get these topics out to see what the callers would like to input, which leads me to the poetry family, the callers, the listeners. Listen, I say it night in and night out, week after week, and I'm going to say it until I don't have any more breath in my body. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. We're here for you. For you to showcase your gift. So please come through and showcase your gift. We have a show every night of the week for you to be able to do that. But tonight is the Get Down. And this brother has got some shows lined up for the next 4 weeks, 3 weeks left now. But I encourage you all to come on out, not to support me and J-Rod, but how about supporting the winner of the Get Down Poetry Idol? Right? Has he earned the right to be here? You enjoy his work, you enjoy his poetry. Now come through and let him enjoy you. After all, you are human, right? Now, make sure you tune in Saturday night with me. Let's talk about it where we do date night differently. But me and these brothers, we got to get out there on that dance floor because y'all are just having way too much fun out there. So, to that we say one
yes, please, and thank you,
Mike. Absolutely. Remember to take your socks off, baby, baby. And we'll see y'all out there on the dance floor, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.